the Fan.
Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, didn't get to the news today, but as you can feel outside, the Twin Cities very likely to see below normal temperatures over the next couple of weeks. National Weather Service says the majority of the Midwest from Iowa to southern half of Minnesota, 60 to 70% chance to see colder than normal temperatures through November 6th.
La Nina.
That's right.
Hogsteady.
No.
Yes,
sir. It'll be nice on Saturday, and then I think Halloween Sunday is supposed to be pretty decent.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
This is a Hawks kind of weather right now.
The weather's supposed to get cold on Sunday.
Yeah, good. Oh. Get as cold as possible, right, Hogsteady?
I like it.
No. Only after Halloween. For all the kiddos out there.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that.
We don't have kids.
Except for, yeah, I don't care about kids.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if that's going to change at some point. We'll see.
I keep banning things we get to watch.
You already told her to stop watching Making a Murderer.
Haven't seen this yet. Are you ready? Okay, and just going to be quick, I promise. In a 3, 2, 1, here is a scene from, what's the name of the show?
Making a Murderer.
Featuring Meets Us Paul Lambert on all voices. Go.
Okay. Hey, Steven. Yeah? When are you getting out? I think Tuesday. Yeah. What do you want for dinner? I don't know, burger. Probably buy my family a farm when I get out. I don't want to see mom and dad die. All right. Here's Brendan on the other line. Hey, Brendan. Hey, I get out Tuesday. All right. Neat.
Ugh. I mean, that wasn't as good as earlier, but it's still very,
if you
very
did
good.
Listen earlier, when the rest of us go, and scene.
Right.
Sauce's end scene is just, that's his signal to the world that his improv sketch is over.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was an updated Making of a Murderer.
Making of a Murderer 2.
Yeah, I have not.
But what's different about that? Okay. She binges of both of them.
I thought maybe there was an updated story.
She falls asleep to Making a Murderer, and Sauce is tired of it, so he finally told her, we're done with this.
We're done.
He put his foot down.
And she almost dumped him.
By the way, ended up at the other end of the building on the floor because he put his foot down and went through the floor.
Oh, I'm not that fat. I didn't put my head down.
So, yes, we are doing improv sketches from a show from about 5 years ago.
I would have killed five years ago. Probably poor choice of words.
I don't think you would have because you didn't hear it as much back then. You've heard it so much now. You nail it.
Yeah, back then, though, I don't think I was allowed to watch it.
Man, if you went to Wisconsin, they'd be like, yeah, he's one of us. You could do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Corey, you had a pretty good impersonation.
It was Ken Kratz.
Yeah. Was it the lawyer?
Do it again.
Yeah, but now I haven't heard it in so long.
Give it a try.
I don't watch Making a Murderer every night.
Teresa Halbach. Brendan Dassey was the one you always.
It was Brendan Dassey and Teresa Halbach.
You would always nail it when you said his name.
Oh my God.
I'd have to hear it.
All jokes aside, the second season is better than the first one.
Which is crazy because I never watched it.
Yeah, it really is.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
It definitely didn't go anywhere near as viral as the first one.
No, the first one was, I mean, we all watched it. We had my old man on to talk about it.
The whole country was watching it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, why not?
That was better than Tiger King.
Oh,
well, that's how we started talking about it this morning. Is the trailer for Tiger King 2 is out.
Come on.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
No interest at all.
Yeah, me too.
No interest.
I don't remember if we talked about this with you, Ben, but is anybody else besides me watching, what's the name of that?
Squid Game?
Squid Game, yeah, Squid Game.
No, haven't.
I just got to the second episode yesterday.
Yeah, Max?
Yeah, it's really good. I see why it's so popular.
Dude, I am on episode 6, and episode 5 is bothersome. Yeah, I am locked in.
Kelly and I watched one episode,
dude,
and I'm like, I'm out.
Don't do that, dude. Don't do it. Trust me. Stick with it. Get over the language thing. I know that's
subtitles.
Hard. Yeah, I know that's weird. The match.
Look, he went to the hockey game, went to the box office, and then he was out. He went to Yardbird and had one rib.
Yeah,
and he was out.
Yeah,
he watched Squid Game once.
Yeah,
came up with one idea.
He watched Seinfeld season 1,
out.
And then he was out. He taps out early. He doesn't want to watch Squid Game.
Okay.
Well, I do tap out early.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
I would say watch it in the original Korean, though, because the emotions are so much more real, and everything feels so much more raw and like just in your face. I like watching it in the original Korean. I could not. It was on English for 2 seconds, and I was done.
I can't do it. That makes sense.
Sauce, you know Korean, right?
No.
You know Mandarin? You took 4 years of Mandarin.
Yeah. I did 4.
And?
Ni hao.
Yep. Hey, Hogs.
Yeah.
Do you want to go see The French Dispatch with me?
Yeah!
What?
I want to see the new Wes Anderson movie.
One Night in Soho comes out tonight.
Looks spectacular. Ooh, yeah.
Does it?
I'm excited.
What's One Night in Soho?
I want to see that.
What is that?
It's an Edgar Wright film starring the gal from Queen's Gambit.
Who's that guy? She goes back in time to the 1960s, right? Is that the storyline?
Yeah. Stephen King just said it's time travel with a twist. I don't know what that means. Everybody's raving about it.
Yep. I can't wait.
Yep.
So that's a theater movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm so far behind on all this stuff.
Dispatch is the new
one. Well, I heard The French Dispatch.
Yeah, that looks great. Wes Anderson movies are great. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. They're all good.
And that sounds good, too.
Hockey will cry.
And I haven't seen Dune. I got a lot of movies to
watch.
Hard pass on Dune.
No,
really? Why?
I don't know. You didn't like it? No, I've read too much about it. And that's unfair because I normally don't get influenced by it. It's just not my jam, as they say.
Not your genre?
I don't think I could sit there for 2 hours and 45 minutes after watching
Bond
for 2 hours and 40 minutes and seeing. And I love the movie, but I was just like, oh my God, okay. I don't understand the poison thing. Who's getting poisoned? Who's not? Who's on what side and what? Man. I don't. It's like, just genius. Blow some things up and end it.
Yeah.
I was talking to Brian Oak during the break.
Yeah, he blew that thing.
Rosie, I'm talking.
Sorry.
And he said that a buddy of his who's a big sci-fi guy who hates everything, so basically kind of like Corey, he said he has to change his top five movie list after seeing Dune.
Really? Yep. Wow, that makes sense. I'm sure people absolutely love it.
Last Night in Soho, 73% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That sounds good.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Squid Game, 93%.
See, the problem with
Succession, 95. Curb at 100, but we're through one episode.
One episode.
Oh, so good.
Don't plop on my couch.
I love
it. Dang it.
So good.
So freaking good.
So good.
I love
Dune.
Jeff goes, she popped.
Dune's at 84. Yeah, 84% for Dune and Timothy Chalamet.
Wait. I get to watch it Friday night. I got nothing on my schedule for Friday night. I can't wait.
No. Well, let's go.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Yay! Thank you, Builders and Remodelers. My house is warm because of you. Thank you.
Why do we need a Tiger King, too, when we have the Ant King in Minneapolis?
Oh,
and
dude,
he kicks ass, and he whooped the Greek Freak's ass last night. Now, the Freak was the only thing that the Drunken Scotties had going for him.
Right.
They led wire to wire, first time in the Bucks' new arena history that they have never held a lead. The Wolves led wire to wire. They almost blew a 20-point lead twice. Mm. But honestly, Ant saved them down the stretch.
Sure
when Cat was flopping and floundering and D'Lo was shooting horrible threes when he shouldn't have been, coming up about a foot short every time, Ant just took over the game. It's that stupid debate about, is this Cat's team, is this Ant's team? I don't know if it matters because Ant is the best player.
He just is.
I'm sorry.
He's the best, and Cat's going to have to figure out that you have to defer to Ant when it matters.
Yeah.
Well, after their spirited sort of kumbaya moment the other day when they said, the three of them, especially Ant, said at the age of 20 was taking leadership role of this basketball team, saying we got to distribute the ball. There are a couple other guys on this team. We can't be ball hogs and all that. You could see how active, you know, Vanderbilt, McDaniels, and these guys were really good last night and played their role to
Vanderbilt
a
Vanderbilt was spectacular.
He was so terrific.
Good. Yeah. Ben, you were watching it too, right?
I was involved, man.
How about, honestly, the effort that we saw out of Vanderbilt last night is essentially unlike anything we've seen since, I don't know, Trenton Hassel? When do you see that kind of defensive effort?
That's what I'm saying.
He was spectacular.
Things they did. And it just... And I thought it was fascinating the way they held them off. And the Greek Freak is just, I mean, I think Ant had a great comment about him. He's like 7'2", 280 pounds. How are you going to, you know, he had a couple of swear words in there. But
that's a huge bitch.
Yeah, something like that. He's just amazing to watch. But the Wolves hung in there, and they did their thing. And it's interesting watching Towns. I know he reacted with Marnie after the game.
I've got it right here if you'd like to hear it.
Well, yeah, I'll set it up. Because Towns changes his demeanor. We all know he's been complaining about every call, and he's... And that's just the way he's been playing. And I think it's hurt him. I think the coach has talked to him with other people. Maybe some other teammates have talked to him. But he had, in Jim Peterson's words, a Zen-like approach the way he was playing last night. He wasn't complaining. He wasn't doing those things. And that led to Marnie's question after the game when the Timberwolves won, of course.
Jim, he thought you were Zen-like tonight. What did you do to control your emotion and keep that all in a wrap?
I think fans get the wrong impression. I'm playing with basketball. passion. That's what I play with. I came in here to Minnesota. I play with passion. I've always played with passion. That's what I want to do. I come out here with energy. If people don't like that, then I'm sorry for them.
Well, and then Carl, right, Ben? We're not saying we're not watching you to play with passion. We're saying we don't want you to yell at the officials every time you don't think you get a call, which is not unusual in the NBA.
It was Chris Carter-like.
Yeah, it's not about playing with passion. It's about finding the right moments to express that passion.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he actually answered the question that was asked. I mean, he wanted to get that off of his chest, obviously.
Yeah, he did.
But the reality is, my kids can see it. When I took my kids to a Timberwolves game, it was like 2 years ago, I think, because that was the last time we could go or whatever.
I was probably there.
And
there's zero chance you were there.
And even my kids at the time, like, who's the guy that complains all the time?
Me, Tom.
No kidding.
They recognize that halfway through the game, they're like, who's the guy that's always complaining? Like, oh, that's like their best player. Oh, like, why is he always complaining? I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's his bit. Like, he's kind of a baby. And, you know, like, I don't think it might be passion, but it's also immaturity.
I think. And he did not answer the question. Marnie asked him exactly, because it was a big difference in his temperament from the entire game last night. He did not complain, just did his business, ran down the court. If he didn't like the call, that's how you get more calls.
Yeah, but they've got an absolute superstar.
Yeah, getting back to burying the lead.
Yeah, just give him the ball. Yeah. Stop the run. He had those two and ones that were perfect. He makes the free throw to go up five.
He's with a smile on his face.
Stud. That up and under that he had when he drove on the left side of the basket all the way into the upper.
Ball.
I was like, whoa. Like, dude,
he's a freight train.
That dude weaved through the traffic, elevated, and then just hovered in the air and got. I'm like, damn, this guy is.
He's a stud.
Man. I'm so glad you guys have something to be happy about again. That's cool, man. I didn't expect this at all. Did you guys expect this?
You should buy a jersey, Hawks.
I will buy a jersey, and then I will never wear it, just like everything else.
Just like everything else. Although you did dress very nicely when we went down to TCO to talk to Zimmer yesterday.
That. Yeah,
I thought you were dressed in the nines to show off in front of the coach. But the three of us had a chance to talk to Mike Zimmer. He gives us exclusive interviews that nobody else in the Twin Cities gets. Now, again, I would argue nobody in this town reports. Been saying that for like 15 years.
Yeah, you have.
The Mike Zimmer press conference with the Power Trip Morning Show is next on The Fan.
Yeah, let's go wild. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Oh, I forgot about this song.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, what happened to my microphone?
What happened?
Yeah,
why are we underwater?
That's weird. No, yeah, watch this. When I turn on Zach's pot, now talk to me.
Check.
Yeah, now it's worse.
Yeah, so you're screwed, Zach. We can't have you in your room.
What the hell is Zach's doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Way to go, Zach. Hey,
what'd you do, Zach?
I have no idea why that would affect your mic. That's weird.
Go back to your microphone, screwing everything up.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into the press conference, check this out, guys.
Good morning, friends. I'm Power Trip Quotes, and here are the quotes of the week. Starting things off at number three, it's Chris Hockey.
People flipping people off, and I'm just...
And that was just sauce and chapter.
Yeah, that was me at the game when my gal basically had to calm down a three-year-old.
You know, she's going to be a great mom someday because she's been babysitting for two years now.
Yeah. She's the best.
Coming in at number two, it's Chris Hockey.
Oh, shocking. So there are people probably listening that were there and heard you and saw you just randomly scream the F word.
Yeah, I had a mask on. I don't know if you could tell with me.
I don't know if we have a lot of human cake pops, and I mean that as a compliment, walking around the Twin Cities.
I don't know if there's a mask big enough to cover much of your head.
Okay. You walked into that one. I did.
And with the number one quote of the week, it's the unrestricted Ben Lieber.
No, I'll say Buddy's a future Hall of Famer, so what can we say, right?
No, that's my problem.
Oh, boy.
We can say whatever we want. If you're a gigantic, raging, douchebag, narcissistic, egotistical maniac, we can call you that! We should be able to call you that!
And there are your quotes of the
week.
And that was before
he did it again.
Fake thing or whatever. Fake highest, 2 minute drill win. What a douche.
He had the highest quarterback rating ever in that pregame warm up.
Yeah, he did.
Brilliant, Rosie. There's your quote
it's
of the week.
It's just insanity.
Yeah, and I appreciate everybody sending me that.
Oh,
that,
I did. I couldn't wait to send
meme.
You that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got a lot of links that night.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shall we?
Yeah.
What now?
And now, it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Hey, Coach Zimmer, how's it going? I'm Corey Cove. That's Chris Hockey. That's Meat Sauce. Thanks for always giving us your time, your office, and your attention. We really appreciate it, right, guys?
That's right. Absolutely. It was very nice. I like what you've done.
It's really
place.
Cool. Thanks, great. Mike, Zach Halverson invited me to be a part of some secret club, but he says I have to go through some kind of initiation first. What am I in for?
You're gonna have to beat some guys.
Well, see now.
Wow. Hey, Coach. I guess
I'll do it.
Damn it. Meat Sauce here. You look great, man.
Whoa.
I have a question for you. We had Lisa Ann earlier talking about reading. What makes those Where's Waldo books such a tough read?
You don't always know where he's going to be.
Yeah,
it's true. Coach, I was watching your press conference with the regular press out there. They do a terrible job, I know, but what do you hate the most about press conferences?
Questions.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it seems true.
Brilliant.
From Chris Thomas.
Yeah, specifically.
Hey, Mike, what happens to most of Sauce's exes?
They're moving about 80% of the time.
Oh.
Wow. Well.
Jesus. Meat Sauce here. Coach, butcher the title of an Alice Cooper song.
School had been out for the summer.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's a great one. I made you be your best all time.
This is my best weekend.
Well, Coach, sounds like a joke, but it's not. I know. What did the surgeon do to the baby who came into the clinic looking to be circumcised but had two wieners?
I cut the guy.
Oh, wow. Mostly don't laugh at that.
Cut the guy. Twice. Yeah, thank you.
Mike, I was told you're working on a new project related to yoga pants. What are you working on?
We just keep working on getting the hands inside.
Yeah, buddy.
That is the goal,
buddy. That is the goal, isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, Coach Mitas here. Random question for you. What's your favorite early 90s sitcom?
Martin's Extremely Good.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was good, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Max probably watched that. That
was good. Hey, Coach Chris Hockey once again. I heard that you and your buddy went down to Red Wing, stopped by Hanish's Bakery. What'd you guys get for breakfast?
I think we got two turnovers down there.
Oh, nice. Those brilliant. Are good down there. Yeah.
How would you describe Mike Zach Halverson's current dating status?
Single high.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I was going to use the exact same one, but I knew somebody would do it. Coach, what makes doing magic in front of magicians so tough?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to fool them.
Yeah, true. You got that right, man. Hey, Coach, this is very similar to something earlier, but did you think, in your opinion, and maybe you know, did Corey Cove get any action in high school?
He got beat once, I think.
That was almost a spit.
That's what she said.
Oh, hockey. Ben, why are you here?
That was a little too close to home. Mike, last one for me. The Power Trip Morning Show is closing in on our 20-year anniversary, which is really cool for us. We're very excited about it. How would you describe the past and the current female members in the history of the Power Trip Morning Show?
You know, not always pretty.
Oh my God.
Dude, that's not nice. Oh, they're lovely
Corey.
People.
Corey.
What do you mean, Corey? I just asked the question.
How dare you put him in that spot?
Very lovely.
How could you put him in that spot?
Coach, Meat Sauce here. I've never seen a box of Magnum condoms. Oh. Could you tell me what it says on the box?
So they're big, they're powerful. They do a good job in protection.
Thanks.
Man, that's, I would say he's probably right. Last one for me too, Coach, if you don't mind. This is so awkward, man. But I saw this happen to you the other day. I PA sometimes gambles and loses. And like he bends over, like literally bends over and he says, "Well, do I have any stains in my butt crack? Did I poop my pants?" And he does that to me all the time. What did you say when he asked you if he had pooped his pants and then he bent over?
And I see a lot of areas that we need to clean up.
And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, that's how you...
Can we play that other game?
Yeah, because I think there's three or four that are going to be tough today, which means we might have to go to the calls.
Uh-oh.
We play a much better title right after this on the Power Trip.
Hey, Rosie, before we play the game.
Yes, sir.
You like my jacket?
I got to get a good look at it. Yeah, it looks like you're a NASCAR driver with,
This is a 1960 7-Up delivery driver's jacket.
Oh, my God. It does look
I bought it at an antique store in Winona.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's a medium. And I was like, Wow. And Abba's like, try it on. I said, nah, it's a medium. So I tried it on and fit me. I'm like, anything that's a medium and fits me, I'm buying.
In. Hell yeah.
So I wore it all over the store and it didn't make me itch. I love this sumbitch. It is. I paid too much money for it.
No,
but it's a real.
What did you pay
for? I ain't telling you, buddy.
No.
I ain't telling you.
It's a real 7-Up.
It's a real. It's on the Power Trip page right now if you want to look at it. It's a real, honest to goodness, look at those delivery logos drivers.
And patches on the side.
From 1960.
Damn.
I love it.
I know, right?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Good purchase for you.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say hi. It's a really nice jacket.
Thank you. All right. Now you guys
antique stores are the best.
I love antique stores. God, I buy things that I don't even know why I buy them.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's fun. I wear it all the time.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, let's try this then.
Okay.
It's time for a much better title.
Oh. Rosie, things have working titles.
Yeah, I agree.
Something as... as dumb as possible, maybe it could be the title of something that's in development, but when it finally gets to fruition, maybe they change it because they realize that's not a good title. Sure. Let's come up with a much better title. We've done a whole bunch of categories throughout the last handful of weeks. We're going back to old school. These are all movie titles.
Thank God.
Okay. Original titles of movies before. Eventually, they came up with a much better title. What we'll do is play the old computer voice. You guys ring it. If you know it, you got to answer immediately. If you get the point, we move on. If you guys get stumped as a room, we go to the callers and hear their guess.
Nope. The best part.
Nope.
You know? Ready?
Oh, yeah, we're stumped. Baby. Go to the callers.
Yeah, let's do it.
We might be. Original movie titles.
Come on, Max. Let's
here
Lego.
We go.
Cruel Female Juveniles.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Zach.
Ben. Zach was slightly first.
Mean Girls.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mean Girls.
Yep. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Zach on the board. 1-0. Here's number 2. These are original movie titles.
An icon or figure representing a particular person in video games or internet forum. An icon or figure representing a particular person in video Zach. Games or internet forum.
Zach.
Zach.
Avatar.
That's right.
Wow.
Zach.
Zachary leads 2-0.
Nice job, Zacho.
Number 3 of original movie titles.
The small, slim laptop computer.
Zach.
Yep.
Wow.
Notebook.
That's right.
What's going on?
Zach is dominating.
Wow.
3-0.
We'll just get out of the way.
3-0. No callers so far. Here's number 4.
Existing forever cheerfulness of the absolutely clean intellect. Existing forever cheerfulness of the absolutely clean intellect.
Hawk.
Endless sunshine of a spotless mind. What the hell is the name of that movie?
Paul.
Yeah.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Yucky.
Close. You were very close.
I like the first one better.
Yeah, they should have just kept that name.
First name.
Zach has 3. Sauce has 1. Here's number 5.
In a way that conforms to the law, fair or pale yellow.
What?
I couldn't hear that last
In a way that conforms to the law, fair or pale yellow.
Conforms to the law.
In a way that conforms to the law, fair or pale yellow.
Fair or pale yellow.
651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. Here we go. Good morning. What is your name?
This is Muppet.
Hey, Muppet. What's up, man? What's your guess?
Hadouken.
Was he right?
Was it Hadouken? That's the best part.
It was not Hadouken from Street Fighter.
Is he right?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, this is
good. What's your name? What's your guess?
Hey, don't forget. Just forget about my name. You don't need to know it. You're the feds. Let's forget about it.
Okay. The worst impression I've ever heard.
I don't think
so.
I think that might have been Joe Pesci.
The feds.
Was that Al Capone?
I hope he said the feds.
Me too.
Good morning. What is your name?
This is Lon Gweiner.
Okay. Lon Gweiner. What's your guess?
He's not.
Okay. Is he right?
Was it?
No, that is not. I don't believe that is a film. Not the one that I've seen.
It's not bad.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Harry Balzania.
Yeah, what's, what's
your
guess?
Mr. Balzania?
Just in case, here, let me play this again for you, Harry.
In a way that conforms to the law, fair or pale yellow.
What's your guess?
The answer, of course, is onions.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That might be my favorite one because it's so bizarre.
I know.
Onions and Hadouken. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Harry Johnson's back with the dudes.
Okay. Hey, what up, old Harry? Do you know Mr. Harry Balzania?
No, I think we might be cousins.
Really?
That doesn't make sense.
No. What is your guess?
I just watched it this morning. It's One Night in Paris.
Yep.
It's that
guy.
Is he right?
No, it's that guy.
Okay.
That's the best part.
What's your guess? Good morning.
Hey, this is Tiny Joe Nelson.
Oh, Tiny Joe Nelson.
Yes. Are you out storm chasing?
Yeah, I am. And I think the answer is it is out and dragging on the floor.
Okay.
I miss you, Tiny Joe.
My God.
Is that him?
Can't tell, but he's a psychopath. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Randall Graves from Quick Stop in New Jersey.
What up?
Okay, Randall, that was a very specific name and location.
What do you got?
Awesome. No, it's a Clerks reference.
I called this girl mom once.
Yep.
And?
Yep. Okay. I also love Kevin Smith movies. Good morning. Right? What's your name?
Good morning. This is Kent.
Hey, Kent. Ooh. What's the answer?
Legally Blonde.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Oh, okay.
Because you're a real person who actually cares about the game, you just won Vikings
real
tickets.
Name.
Hey, you just won Vikings
just
tickets.
How about that?
All right.
How about that?
All right, Kent.
Okay.
You stay right there,
Kent,
buddy.
Kent on line one wins Vikings tickets.
All those other callers now feel really silly.
I don't think they care.
No,
I
don't
think
care.
Because Harry Balzania is funny. That's the name of the podcast.
Legally Blonde was the answer, so let's move on. Zach has three. Sauce has one. The listeners have one. Here's number six.
Causing shame, or a loss of honor, an unpleasant or despicable person. Causing shame, or a loss of honor, an unpleasant or despicable person.
I figured this would be a tough one, which means we might have to go back to the calls.
Causing shame, or a loss of honor, an unpleasant or despicable person.
You asked for it. Good morning. What is your name?
It's Babe Winkleman.
Hey, Babe.
Hey, I love your show, dude.
What's up, dude? What's your guess?
Is that Add Mama to the Train?
Brilliant.
Genius.
That's I've never heard
brilliant.
That.
Oh, yeah. That's a brilliant reference.
That's awesome.
What a brilliant film reference.
Somebody tell PA that movie exists.
Oh, he's seen
my
it.
Gosh.
Man, I'd never heard that before.
Me neither. That one got me.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is noted and well-known country music and western star Mark Hamill.
Hey, Mark! Yeah, with a recognizable voice, of course.
Very recognizable.
Yeah, everybody knows me.
Wow.
Man, that's an old reference,
that's
but I really love that.
I love
so
that.
Much, yeah.
Do you have a guess, Mark?
Yeah, it's my good friend Deborah starring in Debbie Does Dallas.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Is he right?
No.
Is he right?
Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Oh, hey.
Boy. Hey.
This is Z-Hombu.
Oh, my gosh. Jones. I heard a song about
you. Z-Hombu Jones. What's your guess?
King Dong City.
Is he right?
King Dong City.
Is he right?
Population Zach.
Oh. Are you kidding me? Population max, apparently. Yeah.
Causing shame, or a loss of honor, an unpleasant or despicable person.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get this one.
I don't think we are. I have no idea.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Salamander Steve from St. Paul.
What up, SS?
What's your guess?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, me.
Hey, bud.
Hey, is it Spaceballs Deep?
No, I guess so.
Lucy, do you know that one?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice right. Rank.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Hello?
This is Hussy Van.
Oh,
hey, Hussy Van.
Hussy Van.
I live right by you.
What's the guess?
Yes, you do. Is it Debbie Does Dayton, Ohio?
No.
Hawk, have you seen that?
Yeah. I don't think we're
Zach?
Yeah, man, I missed
Zach.
It by a year.
I don't know. Disgrace?
No.
What?
Is that a movie?
Causing shame or a loss of honor, an unpleasant or despicable person.
I think we're going to have to just walk on from this
one. Go ahead.
That is Inglorious Bastards.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Man, that's okay.
Not even close.
No way I would figure that one.
Like I said,
I agree.
I was planning on making it intentionally more difficult, so we had to go to the calls, and that was an example, and it worked. Here's number seven.
A slight problem or difficulty which causes a short delay. A slight problem or difficulty which causes a short delay.
Delay is that last word. He stumbles a little bit. D-E-L-A-Y.
A slight problem or difficulty which causes a short delay.
I know that's not it. Short circuit?
No. This one's gettable, though.
A slight problem or difficulty which causes a short delay.
Damn.
God, there's just so many movies.
No. Oh,
here we go.
A slight problem or difficulty which causes a short delay.
Here we go. Good morning. What's your name?
Kevin Gorg.
Hey, KG.
KG.
You love movies. You go to movies all the time, Kevin Gorg. What's the answer?
Oh, for sure. I think that's The Hangover 3.
Is he right?
No, he loves all the Hangovers, but that's wrong. Good morning. What's your name?
Pee-wee Herman. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Pee-wee. What's your guess? Honestly, that is a horrifically bad.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That was bad.
That was
Max,
terrible.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Hitch?
That's right.
Oh. Hitch. Nice job, Max.
Will Smith's
movie. You guys, once we go to the callers, normally you guys give up. Max is still working.
Oh, yeah, I was working it, too.
Corey, I don't wait till the callers.
Fair enough. All right, Max is on the board. Here's number 8.
A citizen of a particular country, a quantity of precious metals. A citizen of a particular country, a quantity of precious metals. A citizen of a particular country, a quantity of precious metals.
I would work backwards on this one if I were you guys. Mm-hmm.
A citizen of a particular country, a quantity of precious metals.
No one?
Jesus, no. There's just so many movies.
Ben.
Yeah.
National Treasure?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ben worked backwards. Woo, National Treasure is the right answer.
Ben, we wanted to go to the call.
I know.
Zach gets one right. 3. Sauce, the listeners, Max, and Lieber each have 1. Here's number 9 of original movie titles.
Don't forget the largest moon of Saturn. Don't forget the largest moon of Saturn. Don't forget the largest moon of Saturn.
Oh my God. Remember the Titans.
That's right.
Yes!
Let's go!
Remember the Titans.
I win!
Titans. That's right.
Well, come on, Zach. Zach does
win. Zach, yeah.
Nice job, Zach.
Here's number 10, just for fun.
The monarch caused something to happen.
The what?
The monarch caused something to happen.
Hawk.
Yep.
Queen's Gambit.
The monarch caused something to happen.
No idea.
I guess we'll go back to
yes!
The monarch caused something to happen.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, hey, Ben.
Hang on, Ben.
Can you guys hold on? I'm the one here throwing passes to Casper and Slimer.
Good morning. What's your name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean. What's your guess?
Could you repeat the question?
Sure, why not?
The monarch caused something to happen.
The water?
The monarch caused something to happen.
Monarch?
Yeah.
Paul.
I just got it.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, I was thinking butterfly effect.
Wow.
Right. Once you asked me, Rosie, I said it again to myself.
Butterfly effect. All right, last one. This would have been the tiebreaker, but Zach does win anyway, but this would have been the tiebreaker if we had had a tie.
The magnificent capital of Hungary lodging building.
Max?
Yep.
Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah, I had it. Damn it.
Good one, dude.
Zachary,
congratulations.
You, Zachary.
Thank you.
Would you grab that caller's information, please? Just name and phone number. We'll get the rest of it later. Thank you.
All right. How about that, if I can brag for myself, and I'm good at that, that was the perfect blend. There was about 5 that you guys could get, and then about 5 that had very little chance.
Right.
If we can get that mix forever,
nice.
Then we play the game, and they get to play the game.
Yeah, right? That was very good.
They get Viking tickets, too. I'll try to make it split about 50-50 between impossible and gettable.
Nice job, babe.
Yeah, nice job, babe.
Add mama to the train.
Brilliant.
That's a great line. That's my favorite.
That's got to be close. Can listeners be up for a quote of the week? We don't take a lot of calls.
I don't know, man.
I guess. I'm asking you, your Power Trip quotes.
I definitely am not.
That's the best.
I would assume he's eligible.
I haven't seen Hawkeye laugh that hard in a while.
That was hilarious.
That's very funny.
That got me.
I didn't even get it at first. It took me a second to process what the joke was. And then I laughed very hard.
Ben, pimp that podcast again.
Thank you. Unrestricted on the iHeartRadio app.
And, yeah, please check it out. Darren Sproles, and you guys talked about Dr. Amy Shaw, which is about health and fasting and all that stuff. So, yeah.
It was great.
Rosie, do you think we got a chance to beat Dallas?
Yes. Off the bye week, crazy crowd on Sunday night, 34-31 Vikings.
Yeah. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I think it could be a high-scoring affair. Yeah, let's go. I'll go 30-27 Vikings.
Ooh, a couple of field goal games, nice. Though. All right.
I love it. Let's have it, man.
Initials tomorrow at 8:15 with $7,000 up for grabs with the initials jackpot. We're back tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. Power Drip Morning Show. See you then.